A team of ecumenical experts from the World Council of Churches is visiting Rome and the Vatican this week with the aim of strengthening cooperation with the Catholic Church in areas of mission and evangelism. The World Council of Churches brings together nearly 350 different churches and Christian denominations in countries all around the world, working to promote common witness and progress towards full unity between the divided communities. Jacques Mattei is a Protestant pastor and director of the WCC program on unity, mission, evangelism and spirituality. I caught up with him at the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity to find out more about this week's visit to Rome.
The aim of these meetings is mainly to deepen relationships. We have a tradition of coming from the people working on mission and evangelism particularly. We come regularly to Rome, and our colleagues from the Pontifical Council on Unity and others come to Geneva from time to time as well. You know, it is to deepen relationship and through that also to enable us to work together better.
You're trying to keep the focus of ecumenism, working together between the different churches, as a real focus, aren't you, of all the different parts of the work of the WCC?
Yes, that's the main aim of the WCC, but of course it means working together on the specific theological questions which divide churches, but also on questions linked to social, cultural, ethnic and other elements where churches are divided. And then the kind of an extension of this work, we also work to heal wounds in the world in general. We can't heal the wounds, we can give signs that God wants to heal the wounds. So I mean that the work we do in WCC, as I think the same for all churches, is that we try to provide signs of what we think the gospel is all about. And so we think the gospel has to do with healing relationships between churches, because God wants us to be one. And we haven't yet realized what it means fully, but God also wants the world to be able to live without conflicts which lead to violence, oppression and poverty.
And yet these divisions between the churches, which persist and in some places seem to almost be getting harder to resolve, this weakens, doesn't it, the witness that you do in all these other areas?
Yes, there is a direct link. Of course this weakens it. And so that's why I think there WCC and the Vatican have a similar idea, in that we really need to work at different levels of Christian witness in the world and Christian life and community life, in order that all these elements are seen as having a link with each other.
The Catholic Church, as you know, is a member of certain parts of the World Council of Churches, certain commissions, but not of the organisation as a whole. What is your view on that? Would you like to see a stronger participation from the Catholic Church?
I would truly welcome it, personally. We are already very grateful to be able, in these two commissions which are linked to the program in which I am working, the Faith and Order and the Commission on World Mission and Evangelism, where the Catholic Church is full member through the persons it sends. And to speak as a missiologist, I feel that on this level, while it has been one of the major conflicts in the past, in present time I would say we are aiming at quite similar understandings of what mission and evangelism is. Not on all things, of course, and there are points on which we would put the emphasis differently. But basically, I would say since the 60s, we have moved quite near to each other in the understanding of a holistic understanding of what witness means. Now, sometimes in Catholic Church you speak of that as evangelization, we say mission. And for us, evangelism is the proclamation for which sometimes you use agenda. So the terminology may change, but we have this wider circle which speaks of the whole witness of the whole church to the whole world, and then some parts of it, which is sharing the gospel to people, inviting them to become disciples.
There has been so much progress in so many areas, some of these that you're talking about, over recent decades, that many people are growing quite impatient with the ecumenical movement, which doesn't seem to be going anywhere at the moment. People talk about the ecumenical winter at the moment.
Yeah, we have moved into a difficult time since the end of the 80s, I would say. Difficult in the sense that it's an interim. I see this as an interim period. We had very strong progress made And of course, it always depends how far back you look. If I see now that we have all we do together and think of my grandmother, she would think it's incredible what has happened. But if I look back 10 years, I think I'm impatient. So it really depends how far back you look at it. People like us working day for day on ecumenical questions can sometimes become impatient. I am one of those. And sometimes I think, Lord, how long? You know, and of course, being a Protestant, I'm angry sometimes at the Catholics or at the Orthodox, as they are with me. So we have to both. I think we need a ministry of patience and a ministry of impatience, if I may say so. We need to accept that healing and reconciliation process take long time, generations. That at the same time, we need a prophetic ministry of impatience, telling people now it's time to go a step further. And I would hope we could go a step further as soon as possible.
And my thanks there to Jacques Maté, director of the World Council of Churches program on unity, mission, evangelism and spirituality.